Morning.
It's what is it?
I do this every morning, don't I? It's 8:26 a.m. on Tuesday, June the 23rd, 2015. 8:26 a.m. Let's see if I can get the official temperature again. 64. It's a lovely morning. It really is a lovely morning. I made it a point to get out before it got too beastly hot today. It's gonna be a scorcher. Nothing like Arizona, New Mexico, but it'll probably break into at least into the 90s. It might get into the higher digits. But sprinkles are running, so no mowing today. Front yard needs mowing, but I can't mow it while it's wet. I mean, I can try, but it doesn't, I don't mow good. Why are all these cars parked on the street? They seem to be doing some sort of road work in the neighborhood somewhere. I know they were doing one over near my house, across street by the house, but I wonder where this one is. So yeah, I made my trucker badge. I've got 100 kilometers booked. Oh, I should open it up again. Here we go. Got my 100K badge. It's a little hacking this morning. Made a few points. I'm still a long way from six, but hey. One day at a time, a little bit. As I have proven, just a little bit every day makes a big difference over time. If you're willing to spend the time and be patient, matter. That's a good morning. It's one of the things that I discovered or occurred to me while I was talking to. I think I must have been on EVE Online. Somebody was talking about how grindy it is, how all you do is grind. Grind training, grind ISK, grind materials, grind missions. And there's a lot of truth to it. There's a lot of stuff that you do over and over. But it occurred to me that that's pretty much life. That's pretty much, in terms of game design, that's pretty much life. I think that's perhaps why people get so frustrated with it. Is that it's too lifelike. In order to succeed, in order to excel, you have to invest. You have to invest in time, in resources, in physical resources, And you have to invest in training. And you have to invest in learning. Not just waiting for the skill points to accrue to your skill books, but you have to learn how the game actually operates. And then there's a certain amount of practice. So how far do you have to get from an asteroid? How close do you want to get to an enemy battleship? How far away do your weapons reach? And how effective are they actually? Not just the numbers, but in actuality against a variety of opponents, how effective are they? So you have to learn this stuff. You have to get in and fiddle with the bits. And a lot of life is getting in and fiddling with the bits, it seems to me. I've had 60 something years of it, so I'm probably not 100% qualified, but just looking back, a lot of what I have to look at in terms of if I am successful, and I feel relatively successful, the feeders to that, the drivers there are the fact that I got in and fiddled with the bits. I tried a bunch of stuff. I did a lot of things. I've had a lot of lives. I was thinking about that. Somebody's niece was considering the Navy. And I thought about joining the Coast Guard and how a lot of that Coast Guard stuff was about surviving, particularly surviving Vietnam and avoiding the rice paddies there and the punji sticks and all the rest. But part of it was surviving the transition from child to adult, for lack of a better term. I left when I was 17. I left the house when I was 17. And after I joined the Coast Guard, there was never an opportunity, there was never a possibility that at any point in time I would return home to live. I would go home for holiday, I'd go home for leave, I'd stop by. On my way through, but I always had a place to live that was not the childhood home. That was my home. And then after I got out of the Guard, I spent some time as a textbook manager, working for college bookstores, and then transitioned over to computers and spent many years working in computers, and then made the switch to education, and now I'm an artiste, I'm an author. And so I fiddle with the bits, and where I was going with the grinding thing, it's not grinding if it's fun. If what you're doing is actually fun, then it's not so much grinding as it is having fun, as it is playing, as it is whatever. And I was thinking about that last night, and I actually shut off all the games and updated my LibreOffice again and opened a word processing document last night after supper. Not my usual time for writing, but I wrote 1,000 words just because it was fun, because I wanted to, because it was something I wanted to do. It was first the Seeker's Tales. It was Ishmael Huang. It was the wrong tone. It was a dark. I used Balthasar's Magnificent Afternoon as the first line, which was the cage was finished. And it's as I wrote it, it was like, okay, he's gotten off the ship. It's been 2 or 3 months, and he's built himself a cage around himself. And it's like, no, that's wrong. That's not how that book ended. That book ended with new possibilities. Yeah, there was a tragedy. But it ended the same way Quartershare began, with a tragedy, but with new possibilities. And at first, in Quartershare, he didn't see the possibilities. He wasn't exactly sure what was going to happen. And at the end of Ownershare, he still doesn't know what the opportunities are. But unlike Quartershare, he knows they're there. He just has to figure out what they are and go for them. And so the dark sort of wallowing in his own juices didn't fit. It's not the tone of this story. And so I need to go back and I need to go back and do it again. I need to go back and hit it until I find the right tone. I still like Balthasar's Magnificent Afternoon. It's a story about a guy who builds a cage for a rich man who then doesn't pay for it, or won't pay for it, or can't pay for it. And so, rather than throw his work away, Balthasar gives it to the man. It's his art. He designed it for him. He built it for him. He made it and crafted it, and it has this value in its being to Balthasar. And so he gives it to the man to use, and which infuriates the guy's father. And apparently this is a feud between the fellow and his father. So, the sort of the theme of the story is that art is in its creation, not in its monetary value, which I kind of like as a sub-theme. The theme of this next book, actually the next series, the next three books for Ishmael is... at least for this first book. It doesn't matter how hard you hit. What matters is what you do after. That's sort of the theme of this book. So he needs to... I need to have a certain level of what do you do after. I need to have a certain perspective on how he discovers what these new opportunities are. He has a lot of money from the sale of Icarus, from the sale of Iris to Diurnia Salvage. And no, he's not going to go back with Diurnia Salvage. And I don't believe he's going to get together with Christine Maloney. That's not in the cards. Because I've got a plan for him. And we'll see if it comes to fruition. But he will get a happy ending, sort of. I don't know if it's going to be a happily ever after right away, but he'll get a happy ending. At least a happy for now. At the end of some book. I'm not going to say which book. So yeah, I need to reopen that file. I need to put that file down and open a new file. And perhaps go with the same, the cage is finished, and then have him break the cage or leave the cage or something. But he needs to leave Diurnia. He needs to get out of the system. He needs to go back to see Sifu Numar back at Port Numar. He needs to go back to his Tai Chi teacher. And maybe that's the answer. Maybe I'll have the engineer I can't remember her name now, but maybe I'll have the engineer suggest that he's got time on his hands, he's got nothing better to do, but he should go pay a visit. And he's going to be surprised that this old woman, who was rather creaky when he met her 40-something years ago, 30-something years ago, 20-something years ago, because he's only just barely 40. So 20 years ago, is still alive and kicking, and he's forgetting that, you know, 160 years is not an unprecedented lifespan, and she's nowhere near that. He just thought she was older. Well, yeah, she's over 100, but there are a lot of people that we've met who are over 100. We just don't realize they're over 100. No, that's not true. Well, I guess it depends on what you mean by met. The commandant is certainly, of the school of Port Newmar, is certainly over 100. And he retires. And, Ishmael will find some of his old friends, some familiar faces when he goes back to visit Port Newmar. And the adventure goes from there. The Chernyakhova, for those who are keeping score, the Chernyakhova still hasn't sold. New auction is scheduled. There's a spoiler there. New auction is scheduled. And some of the old friends he's going to run into are going to be involved with Ishmael's future activities, shall we say. It should be amusing, it should be fun, it should be fun, that's the thing. I spoke about this yesterday. The fun isn't there's a word I'm looking for. Lingua franca is not right, because I'm talking, I want it to be the money, the currency, not the language. Fun is the currency. Fun is why. Fun is how. Fun is what. I just shut off ingress, that's okay. I'm almost back. I'm going to hustle across the street in front of this pickup truck who has to stop for the stop sign. And here I am. Coming up on the back gate. 1858. 1859. I cruised right along today. I was anxious to get back. I want my breakfast. I want another cup of coffee. I want my word processor. I want to get stuck in and find out what the story is about. And I, as much as I want to finish South Coast, as much as I want to do Sarah, there's the reality of I can't write the work. I have to write the work I want to write. So I'm going to piddle about until I find what that is. And when I do, that's what I'm going to write. So for now, it's time for me to say tomorrow is another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.